Blog Talk Radio.
Little Alice, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little Alice, it feels like it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and I'm welcoming you to a fun Sunday and a fun day. What we're doing is we're going wild. We are intuitives, intuitions, light workers, individuals who work together to bring together a positive hour show to not only give you a chance to hear us work together, but to also hear your opinions and discuss things such as indigo children, imagination, astrology, mediumship, psychometric, all the words that bring together the metaphysical. Today we have a phenomenal friend. You've spoke with her before. You guys remember her almost in September. She came on and had a really good time with me. Melissa Berman. Melissa Berman is internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach. She's not only a psychic and medium, she also works in the healing arts like channeling, psychometry, pendulum work, candle reading. She's a very gifted, fun friend. And as you guys were listening to yesterday, one of our American Federation friends who's certified, and because I had all of you do. I want to thank you. I got some emails already. Where do you go to there? You go to newyorkgate@aol.com. I'll tell you all about that today and where you can put in for your vote of the five top psychics. Also, the radio shows. We were the number two show, Psychics Gone Wild, last year. Thank you, guys, and it was you who put us in there because that's how they do it. It's all taken care of by the listeners and the people's votes. Melissa, how are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. Happy, what are we celebrating today? We're celebrating no more daylight savings time, happy standard time, unless I think Arizona, there are a couple of states that don't do it. So we're all here with an extra time, hour, and there's a British lady who's telling us, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So how much more fun can we have? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So she should be saying, you have psychics gone, wah, 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 wah.
Exactly. And it's been wild. And we've had a lot of individuals.
I just love this. This is such a blessing. Hi, Kay. Where you at, girl?
She's been working on the computer, putting up all of the information. Those of you who go on psychicsgonewild.com, you can get all the information on how to get a full reading with Melissa Berman, Jethro Smith, Patty Negri, Pamela Cummings, all of us here, Gary Wimmer, Peggy Jones, and Veronica Harrison, those of you who know our new tarot reader, the phenomenal reader that was here. She's here live on Thursdays. Dina Flanagan, and don't forget Jan Bach-Drakey. So go over there to psychicsgonewild.com and check it out. And let's start out with a few. We've got a couple of emails already. One of them, Melissa, there was a listener who listened to you last time, and they're teasing me. They said, Melissa came on. She was such positive energy. I know that she's into stuff that is more than just metaphysical. Tell me the nutrition, and would Melissa talk about maybe some foods that would empower me that I could eat?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Yes, and I'm not like a licensed nutritionist. I study it. It's part of the spiritual path that's been unfolding for me, so it's never a substitute for any kind of medical advice. But it depends on what you're eating now. If you find that you're drawn to too many carbohydrates and you're craving certain foods, you want to kind of back out a little bit from those and get into more holistic eating. So you want to eat, you know, the more grainy thing like brown rice and organic food if you can, and just make soups and just things that are a form of comfort food but really are just, they're working with your blood, they're working with your body. And if this beloved friend of ours has a specific question, you know, I would need to know more about what this person is eating now and to be able to tweak that. So that when we empower ourselves with nutrition, we want to back out some of the things that might be creating imbalances, like too much sugar in the liver. So you want to do more green drinks and more green foods, and we can work with the different chakra system, which are the points of light in the body, and they vibrate to different colors, and eat for that chakra. So if you're feeling you need a little bit more empowerment, eat some more yellow foods, because that's the solar plexus chakra, and that's the power point. So you can eat, you know, organic sweet corn in a you know, make a corn chowder, or yellow grapefruits or yellow squash, and see if that helps. Also, for, you know, we also deal with those lower chakras for empowerment, because, you know, the red chakra is for grounding, and everybody's red chakra, you know, first root chakra has been just kind of going, what? What? And then so we go root chakra, which would be red foods. First chakra, second chakra would be orange foods for, you know, sacred sexuality and emotional well-being, and we go right up the spectrum. So when you eat those colors, you're empowering yourself all the way up. All those colors, so it goes to the green and pink heart chakra. I mean, there's watermelon and, you know, anything that's green and pink. Or throat chakra would be blue foods, blueberries, blackberries, anything that helps us speak more clearly. The indigo chakra, which would be the third eye chakra, those are indigo colors, eggplant. You know, think of the colors of the spectrum and eat those foods for empowerment. And then the supreme chakra, which is violet or like a pale violet, you know, pale grapes, you know, things like that. Do a little homework. So that's what I would recommend.
Very good. And we have
another... we'll come over to dinner whenever you have it all
set. Right. We'll be the ones there, and we love it. We have another individual for you. You're on the stage with Melissa. We've got you because they want to know, they know you're musically inclined, and a lot of individuals have said the C note resonates to the top chakra, the crown, or the heart chakra. I have been studying this and going through. I keep getting two different answers. Melissa, would you let me know, what do you feel about the musical tones, and what chakras do you like to work with music?
Oh, that's these are the best people here. This is just such a thrill. My experience is we work with all the chakras. If you try to alienate one or separate one and not have the other ones balanced, that's when balance doesn't occur. So when we go up that ladder of the chakras, then we come back down again. So I feel that especially if you're a musician, you're going to work with all the different tones. If you have a chakra after you try to balance them and they're stuck, then you go to that particular chakra and you work on the color and the way it spins and then the tone. And then you do the whole thing again. Because you want to just keep everything in balance.
Love that. And it makes perfect sense. And I know that very much with individuals, I have a lot of ones who work with the toning, too, in that. And, you know, those of you who know the vowels, it's like you're doing ah and ma, like the sound ma for your heart, ah. There's times also you want to do that, the strong oh, because what happens is we have a lot of different beliefs of different types of toning or meditation. Same thing with the notes. If someone's telling you to do a B flat and you're doing it with your chakra and you're coming out of it like, whoa, a little high, it may say you were maybe a bass person or a strong energy with red and need to take it down a little bit of a level. It's just the same thing, and I love what, just exactly what Melissa said. Those of you who are writing in today, we've got some fun people, and they're like, we're glad Melissa's back. Well, I hope you guys are, because she's going to be here all of November with me on Sundays, and then we're looking, you never know, with Psychics Gone Wild, what will happen in December, but we are here on Sundays. So check it out. Always remember, you guys that are writing in, like Melissa said, it is not only our spiritual belief, but it's also a way of life. Never go against a professional instrument. Someone is telling you, do not eat celery, and you're like, well, I listen to Psychics Gone Wild, and celery is a good detox, by the way, but you're deciding that you're going to eat a whole gallon of it because you listen to us. You've got to use a little common sense with metaphysics just like you do spiritually. I know of a person that told me, they said, Jethro, you said lemonade was a very good detoxer. I drank a gallon of it, a gallon and a half actually, of pink lemonade, and my heart chakra doesn't feel better, but I am getting a really good buzz. Well, yeah, because you did all that sugar. I got to warn you, you got to take this in moderation. Chocolate's a good detoxer too. It's also a really good energy to work for psychic. It'll heighten up little pieces. If you're diabetic, don't take a chocolate bar and say, well, Jethro said, and then wolf it down. And go, I'm seeing things. You may get to see a siren. You don't want to do that. We love all of you guys. We're going to take a few calls. And thank you guys for calling in today. You know how we do this. Give me, I'll call out your area code, the people that are waiting here on the phone. Tell me your name, and we'll go from there in energy. We do this a little different with each show. I would like today, out of respect for Melissa, we have a new guest, is I would like you guys to, they just say your name. I'll give you a little bit of reading, and me and Melissa will compliment so you get the best of both. But I do need a favor. If you are having complications, nothing personal, but I try. The phones are working great, so just tell me hello and then go with your name. I know Blog Talk is wild, but we are having, as me and Melissa will discuss later in the show, Mercury retrograde and some really planets that Melissa was telling me before the show you guys want to listen into. 904, you're on live. This is Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 904?
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Yay, LaShondra, you found us, and we found you, and we're happy. This is
Sunday.
Hi,
LaShondra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How can we help you today?
Basically, I applied for this position at the company that I'm with. It's not more pay, I don't think, but it's just a different position, more responsibility, coaching/supervisor. Mm. And they're going to choose 5 people, and I'm just wondering if I will be one of the 5 people they choose.
Well, you have to decide, is this a direction you want to go in? And that's how you can start putting this out there. Also, you want to also have the ability to be able to say, I'm taking this position now without a pay increase, but it's more responsibility. What are my options in getting a pay raise? Okay.
See, the thing is that it's a stepping stone to where I want to be, and I want to be in the training department. So I feel that this position will help me get there.
Good. But you know what, Lashandra, don't let them walk on you either. Don't let them take advantage of you either. Stay strong in that because you have rights. It feels very positive. Is it going to come from your heart saying, I'm accepting this job with these suggestions or with these stipulations, and you put that out in prayer first? And that's so that when you get called in, you're not going to feel like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take anything you give me. That's not what they need in a leader. They're going to need somebody as a leader that's going to say, you know, she came in the interview, and this is what – she's not demanding. She knows what she wants.
Okay.
Jethro?
I agree very much, and I love that with the energy. And they're telling me also, Lashandra, that there's another energy around you. You're being pushed a little bit on also handling the other situation. You've got a karma this life where you don't get the luxury of having others take on your energy, so you're having to do that. And it's a good thing, but a lot of individuals are going, my life has been harder. I feel like the guys are saying there's times you have to work at another stream energy. So they're saying that this also is going to be a very good development, that out of this, they said, watch your temper. The guys are telling me that this next month your temper is going to be really flaring up. You seem to have a lot of Mars or something that's in your chart, and what the angels are saying, watch your temper, Lashandra.
Just really clear about what it is you expect and what it is you're willing to give. You don't want to get into a position that you, oh yeah, I'm fine, and then just like Jethro was saying, you get agitated, which is understandable, but you have to be clear before you go in, and that's how you win the gig if you choose it.
So will they choose me, or will I be one of the candidates?
Once you do this sort of almost like affirmation kind of prayer thing, I think it's going to flip the switch on. I'm not getting yes or no, so that's not for me to know. Sometimes I don't get to know all these things because there's no mystery in it for you.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but if you do this work and what Jethro just said and what your guides are sharing with all of us, this should jumpstart it in the direction you want to go with it. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All the best. Let us know how it goes.
Tell us on it. And we've got all of you guys writing in. Where do I go to? Again, it's that time of the year. We need your vote. We need you guys to go in there. We're helping here on the shows. And it's a good way to do karmic. We give you free readings. You guys help us. And do be honest. I mean, put in your top five psychics and your radio show. There's a lot of topics. I've had people put in, this is my favorite TV show. Remember, who does TV? Put in our favorite internet radio shows. And, you know, we do put in there our top psychics. Do please vote for Jan Bach Drakey. We've got a lot of individuals that are putting out that vote. Melissa Berman. Melissa, you know, we as light workers sometimes get into this little bit of energy, and today we've got a lot of planets. I want you to tell our lovely listeners, we've got quite a few people, and we'll take some phone calls. We always do a topic, and today, unfortunately, Jethro was running around like a wild man trying to get things moved, and I didn't get a chance to talk to Melissa on what a topic is, so I have a lot of people writing in. I think our topic should be about what's going on today. We not only have a Mercury retrograde, but what's the other planet transition, Melissa? Would you enlighten
us? Well, we're dealing with a series of face-offs between Uranus and Pluto. And Uranus is the planet of catalytic change. Pluto is the planet of transformational change. When a planet squares off, it almost looks like they're fighting, but really I take it to a different – I just say they're in tandem together. It's not like a conjunction. It's not like a sextile where there's more joy there. This is more, okay, they're facing off in order for change to happen. So we're dealing with that, and Uranus, I think, is still retrograde and it's going direct. We have some other planets that are retrograde, like Neptune, I think, is still retrograde, Chiron, which is the wounded healer. We have a lot of stuff in Scorpio right now, and this is what's really, really putting us all to the task. We have Saturn in Scorpio, and Saturn is the taskmaster. Saturn is the planet that says, do well by me, and things will be okay. Not that Saturn is taking over for the divine, but Saturn is an emissary for the divine, and Saturn is saying, you know, you do this work, you do your hard work, and there will be great rewards, but don't do it for the reward, do it for the healing of it. So Scorpio is transformational. Scorpio in its lowest form is that stinging, biting scorpion that says, I'm going to take and I'm going to hide and I'm going to do this and I'm going to stab and I'm going to do all these things. When it transforms, the next step, it's the eagle. And it's flying and it's soaring and it's finding its way. And then the final phase of scorpionic energy is the phoenix rising from the ashes. So we go through this transformational brouhaha in order to be able to fly like the eagle and transform like the phoenix. Saturn's in Scorpio, the sun is in Scorpio, Mercury's in Scorpio, and the north node of the sun, north node of the moon, my bad, yeah, which is just like these balancers of the moon, is also in Scorpio. So that's what's happening. It's very biting now. It's like walking on, they always talk about like the landmines of Scorpio. I've read that for years, you know. People feel like they're just like having to just like walk around this and be distant from this so that it doesn't pummel you. There's a lot of past life stuff going on for people right now that's culminating, and it's really sad. There's some very heavy things going on for people, and you just have to feel that pain and move through it and transform it. And it takes time. It takes patience, and it takes a lot of self-love. And that's a very hard place for most of us to get to.
Love
hey,
that.
Hate to be Debbie Downer, but you know how it rolls. We're in it. We're getting through it. You know?
Exactly. And that's the good thing is that's what we use with this gifts, to be aware. I had a friend tell me, you know, you have to do it. And I worked for a company for a short time who did psychic readings that I was not able to tell the person what I was getting. I had and they tried to make me do a dialogue, and that's part of why I didn't last, was for the reason that they said, everything is great and you're having this wonderful time and the work is working with amongst you in such a light way that no matter what you said, it came out that everything was great. Well, you know as I know, there's karma. Let's say you're going through a divorce. That is not always going to be a pleasant experience. The person would call me on the phone. I'm picking up. You're fighting over the house. You just put a hammer through his windshield. I'm reading all this. And they're like, and be positive, Jethro. I'm like, that was really great the way your elbow extended to the point when the hammer came flying around.
Wow,
and wasn't it really cool?
Ridiculous.
So,
no. You know, we got to tell it as it is, and we got to feel it as it is. And, you know, you can find the truth. We were looking for the truth. We're truth seekers. And, you know, sometimes the truth isn't as pretty as we'd like it to be. But from that, we heal, and then it becomes a more palpable, positive experience. I don't think we can always go into an experience like a Pollyanna and say, oh, yeah, this is perfect, even though I'm getting my head beaten into the ground. No, it doesn't work that way. What is that? I always say, face it, embrace it, erase it. And that's like, it's easier said than done sometimes, but in order, what is that saying? In order to heal it, you got to feel it. And that's kind of my motto.
I love that. 256, you're on live with me, and Melissa, and our mottos and our wildness, and we're here with you. How are you, 256? Okay, there, and I feel they're a little shy. We're going to go ahead and let them be shy. Nobody forces anybody. 562, how are you? Would you like to talk, 562?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yes, this is Jessica Melissa.
Who's that?
Hi, this is Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. Isn't that funny? Because yours 562 and the other person was 256. That's like destiny.
Kelly, I never can get in. I've been trying to get in to talk to Jethro for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, my God. Kelly. You're the one that we don't. All right, Kelly. How can we help you, honey girl?
Well, before I ask my question, I want to tell Jethro that, you know, after all these years that I've been like this huge fan of yours, because, you know, she's my psychic crush. Forever. He has helped so many of us, you know, throughout all this time that he's been on Blog Talk and his website and everything, that, you know, he inspired me to like finally come out of the closet with my mediumship and all this,
oh,
you know, because
wow.
I see ghosts since I was like 5 years old. And, you know, I've always hidden it. I mean, I was always like the type of, always wanted to be normal. So, you know, I finally feel like I'm just going to go ahead and tell everybody, yes, I can see your dead relatives. And yes, I will tell you what they're saying. So I just want to say that he has inspired me to be able to accept my gifts for what they are and to be able to help those who actually need them. Because, you know, before, like I said, I was super shy about it, and I was always hiding in the woods about it. And so, you know, thank you, Jethro.
You give me permission, both of you. Jethro, you're the best and amazing gift. And Kelly, congratulations, you too, girly girl.
Thank
standing
you.
Ovation. Spiritual standing ovation, everyone. Yes?
Yay!
Thank you for the compliment. You made me feel all special inside.
You are special.
You are special. You see things? Well, my question is this. Because, usually on that retrograde stuff, like, I hide because, like, everything breaks down. It's like, oh, my God, I'm in lockdown before something I destroy. But it feels good to me. Like, I haven't broken my car or the computer this time. It's been going good. So, but my thing is this. I'm having a hard time understanding my lesson when it comes to relationships. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like I usually run over things. Like, I'm one of those people who are super excited, super happy, and if things don't work out, like, I'm ready for the next. Like, I move forward real quickly.
Right.
And there's this particular person who is from my past. We're talking 20 years ago past. And he came up, you know, to my present. And so I want to kind of, like, move fast again, you know, just move along with the relationship. But it's not happening this way.
Okay.
And so,
Kelly,
go ahead.
Your guidance that's coming through is that you give too much too soon. And it's almost like you have, like, this big, giant, like, Barbie bulldozer with big hearts on it, you know. It's like you go through this because you have such a big heart. But you have to give yourself some space before entering these situations, because sometimes, this is guidance, don't shoot me, I'm just the messenger, you don't want to feel some of these feelings. It's more fun to just, you know, kind of have the hearts and the balloon hearts and all that stuff. But these, sometimes people come in and they're going to rip your heart out, and so, you know, before they do that, you move on. That's smart. However, before you even get to that point, you got to slow down a little bit and not give so much at the very beginning. Take your time a little bit more and really kind of check people out a little bit better.
Yeah, and I have. Like, you know, the only thing is I want to, in this particular instance, I kind of want to just move over. Like, I don't really want to even give that person that opportunity, and I think that's because I've just got so many things involved. But Spirit keeps telling me, slow down, pay attention. This person actually is a good person. And so I'm, like, debating between what is Spirit saying and what is Callie wants to do.
Right, well, true will. You need to meditate a little bit more about this and find out, do you have a past life contract with this person? Do you need to get to know this person this way because you're used to doing it a different way?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what your guides are sharing, too. I think it's more like you do it a different way. This is time to do it a different way because the way you've been doing it isn't working for you. It's not making you happy. It's not that it's bad. It's just like you can't always have dessert before you have your meal, honey.
That's a good way to put it. I do. I don't care when I have dessert. As long as I have it. As long as I do have it before the meal. But
right.
Maybe that's what it is. They're trying to tell me how. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, on a serious note of this, yeah, I'm really trying to listen more to Spirit now instead of just bulldozing over things, you know?
Yeah, because
that's
how
I was saying, what do I need to do in this case? What am I supposed to be learning in this situation, you know?
Yeah, and don't dwell on it, but, you know, empty calories are empty calories. You don't want to dwell and you don't want to analyze it so much. It depends on how this person makes you feel when you hear their name and when you're around this person, and that's what the divine wants you to pay attention to. It's not all about, it is all about you because you're entering a relationship, but in order for it to be all about you, you got to feel it out more. And don't give it away so quickly.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving anything away in
this
case.
Well, not that. I mean, you go in very quickly, like they said too, Mom.
We're just talking, girl. We're just talking face.
But you give too much too soon, and then you end up with empty calories. So you end up with the short end of the stick. So whatever that person feels like around you is what you want to tune into. What does it feel like? Is this person making me feel, I can't wait to talk to them again? Or is this person making me feel like I need to run to the door? And not from your head, but from your heart and your consciousness.
Well, that's the thing. When it comes to when I tap in energetically wise, because, you know, I can do that, I see there's, like, a lot of insecurities in this person. And then that makes me kind of retrieve and saying, you know, I don't need this. I don't really want to teach anybody to be where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm fighting between. vibration and wise. When I tap
in,
like I
see
he's
like
not
person?
The same.
Do you like this person?
I know for a fact he's a good person. Like, mm-hmm. I know, and I know he's got a good soul. It's just, am I patient enough to actually work with him to get him to be
well,
where
no, you
I
can't
am.
Do that. That's not your job to get him to be anything.
Exactly. That's my thing. But then Spirit says, slow down. You have to. And I'm thinking, why do I have to?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Jethro?
I do feel that, I agree, it's not her job. And I do think that you are a caregiver, and it's hard for all the compliments, because I also know that that's what makes a really good psychic, is you're so open in your heart chakra that at times you keep getting these other people in. The angels are telling me that to make sure that we make sure and watch with you that you're reading with your heart and you're very gifted, but that you also are not letting others do it. You want them to be responsible. And I keep hearing the angels say that you did so much there that right now you've got a couple of people that they're like little babies. Instead of stepping up, they're reaching for you like, me, take me, carry me. And you're doing it because you love them, and the guys are like, no, you can't do it. And they said that they can't even get some other things to happen now because of it, because what else happened for you is that you turned around and you got your stuff changed in energy. And so now you've got to start letting them do it and letting them do their part of the karma.
Mm-hmm.
You're really telling me you've had some other individual in your life put up some other work for you too. They keep showing me that there's another person that's helping you in some other ways, and this parent or something that's there. I keep feeling there's a stronger person that you're putting energy to is also not able to sometimes say no. It's like you learn that. You learn from someone that word no with you is like whenever you say no, it has to be really honoring instead of it's just a positive, you know, boundary is what they're telling me.
Yeah, because you can't enable anybody. And then enabling sometimes makes people feel like they're in control and empowered, but it's really enabling is enabling. So you have to be very fine line.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it helps too much sometimes. But people need to, if I got out of the bottom, I think they should do, you know. And they need some spiritual work into everything that they do. That's how I was able to do it.
Right, so you need to draw that to you now and say, I really need somebody in my life who is spiritually aware. Let's, you know, move forward with that.
Okay.
All right, Kelly.
Love you. Have a
great work.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. And this is Psychics Gone Wild. Don't you guys forget to put in on our show here. What we do is that the PsychicsGoneWild.com, you put in your information, and we have been picking winners. We had a recent person that just won here. We're giving away necklaces by Ladies Arango. We've got books. We've got a ton of stuff here. I've got a CD of Psychic Jethro, one of mine, that I do for totems, how to raise your totems and energies. And so you can have that CD. I do have people tease me. If you've gotten it in the mail, it says radio bloopers. I did it there at the American Federation, but I was having a blooper of my own self because it was what I was doing was I did raising of the totem for your own energies, if you guys would like that meditation. But you got to put in PsychicsGoneWild.com to have it be picked. Those of you who put in last year, your names are still in there, and we just pull it out every year we do it. We have a lot of Christmas presents this year. We're going to be giving away a ton of prizes, you guys. Anything from free readings to free classes. I've got a class that I'm teaching on how to read the regular playing cards as you would for your fortune. And so you will get that sent in an email to you. You can open it, and then I give you half an hour over the phone where I instruct you how to use those playing cards to do that. Bunch of fun prizes. So put in there and stay wild. Psychics Gone Wild is here for you. 352, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good. And welcome you for calling in. This is Jethro and Melissa Berming. Would you like to get wild?
Yes.
How can we help you? This divine little 352.
This is Cindy, and it's been a while since I've spoke to you, Jethro, but I really enjoy your show, and it's just been a bad signal where I live, so it's always hard to get a connection.
Thank you for calling in, Cindy. And I remember you, you're just a sweetheart. I feel your energy. It's been a while. And you definitely got to put in for all those prizes. You regular listeners are what keeps us going. You're the reason we do this, all of us. You know, we've got a whole new group and a bunch of some of the old regulars. We've all, you know, we've got me, Gary Wimmer, Amy Kavanaugh, our originals. Pamela Cummins swings in. You never know when she gives you a love reading. So, you know, new people that have been doing this, like Patty Negri, Melissa Berman, we also have now added Veronica. Tell us what you want to go ahead and ask. I feel, Cindy, you've got two individuals there. There's something going on. Do you want to look at the career or personal?
Both. They're kind of connected, kind of same people.
Okay, I'm feeling it. I can pick up your energy. I have done this a day or two, and I feel like that the angel said to let you know that you have got some situation there that's really, really strong, that's really, really causing you a lot of other energy there. Now, this person, I need to get the first name. You know how I have to for guys? Reason, I need to hear his first name.
Okay. The one connected to business is Carl.
That's really intense. Why am I picking up? You said the name Pearl, and I'm getting a male's energy. This is a female?
No, Carl. C-A-R-L.
Carl. Oh, oh my gosh. I just made Carl. Carl became Carla today, and he's really hating Jessica for it. I was picking up some really insane things there. I'm glad we're back on because I'm getting a male's energy, and that's good because it's Carl. Melissa, what are you picking up with Carl, and why am I worried about him with our friend Cindy?
And is there somebody named Sam as well?
Sam?
Sam.
I don't know of anyone named Sam.
Okay, could be a guide. As far as the work situation is concerned, it feels like there's a little sort of battling back and forth. Not quite competition, but it's more like it's sort of like a game of ping pong that's just too fast, going way, way too fast. You have the choice or the option here to kind of back off a little bit and watch what happens in this scenario. Which would kind of take some of the pressure off of you. If you keep going the way you're going with it, it's going to be it feels like a loss-loss to get to a win-win. Do you want to be more specific with your question to us?
Okay.
Or are we hitting this for you?
Okay. Well, that's making sense, so I'm listening very carefully. The business situation is kind of a control game. They want to be a business partner, but they want to get rid of personal things in my life, the horses that are part of my life, to be able to partner and do business. They've now put stipulations trying to make me get rid of everything else that I could make money with or care about.
Partner
with them to make money to make a living.
No. What is that? Think of that right back.
Control.
If somebody's trying to take from you something that you've worked hard for, run,
right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's, I think that's probably why the guidance is like that. It's like, it's not a win-win. It's like a bad back and forth ping pong game that's just too fast. The problem is you do have a karmic contract here, your soul, you feel like your heartstrings are being pulled a little bit and tugged. It's like manipulation, and then they're really nice to you, and then they're like distant, and then they're like this. So we want to get you to the place of having the upper hand here. And by you having the upper hand here, Cindy, is by you retreating a little bit, you know, pulling back a little bit, you don't have to give them anything. And you make the decision. You know, none of that stuff is, they didn't help you create that stuff. That stuff you brought with you. And so they don't get to touch that. That's not theirs. And they can't, and from a spiritual point of view, they don't have it inside of them to do these things on their own in a noble way. And it's almost like you were sent there to kind of teach them that or mirror that or give them an opportunity to do something with it. But now you're in a position now where you're like, you're retreating, but you're not closing the door because you don't want them, you know, you can't change them and this is their path and this is their pattern, but you have to do this graciously and gracefully so that you can have your exit strategy or however you want to go with this. But don't give them, no, they don't, no. And
right. I just made the decision yesterday because they came at me with it again, and I know you love them, but it's a lost cause. You don't need to be, you know,
oh my
feeding
God,
chief horses. We need to be dealing with expensive horses, mm-hmm. and my personal life and my personal horses have nothing to do with my business partnership with him. And he wants to control everything, so I have nothing else but
yep.
him in that mm-hmm. partnership. And that's not going to happen. And this has been 6 months he's been trying to get me to get rid of them, and I haven't. So he's like,
yeah.
you're just throwing it away, the opportunity for us to partner and make money. And
do you have any other...
just like, well, okay. You know, I'm at that point that, yes,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Good girl.
That's right.
Do you have any
so,
other options for work no. situations?
Well, not right now.
Okay,
really,
but don't... Don't
but I'm gonna look for other business partners.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
of this opportunity yeah. that was could have been, it gave me ideas from other people that I could go to do the same thing.
Because guess what? You're a gold mine. You yourself as a person, you're a gold mine. You're like this beautiful, you know, empress, you know, goddess, or like you're a gold mine. You yourself and your beloved animals support you in that. They help guide you. I mean, that's your main
yeah.
totem right there is your horse. So when you look up totems, as Jethro will share with you as well, you will get all this guidance. If you can Google, you know, animal horse totem, and you'll get all this guidance if you don't already have it. This is where you get to be, what is it, the big valley, like the head woman at the big in the big valley or in Dynasty. You get to be the head honcho now. It's about you being stepping into your authority and your power and doing it graciously and gracefully so that they can't say, oh, well, she did this test, so we're going to do this to her. Because they're those kind of people anyway. I strongly feel, and Jethro, tell me what you get, that there is somebody coming down the line, and it may be a female partnership. It may be a female business partner down the line. So you know,
right now I'm actually living on the farm of the it's a huge farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, I am working very diligently trying to find a place to move and acquire my own farm again.
Good.
This was a temporary situation here.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to lead into a business partnership as well, which hasn't happened. But it was
there
temporary
it is.
Just for the summer, and the summer's over.
Yep.
So I'm having a hard time finding a place and being able to move forward with that relocation as well.
Right. Right. It seems like there's a big stop for a lot of people in that right now. Just keep doing it. Your intention is clear that you know you need to move on. Keep that intention clear. It's not a place of self-pity, and it's not a place of victimhood or feeling helpless, even though you will feel that once in a while. We all do. Just go with, my intention is to move forward. My intention is to live in a place of peace and comfort and welcoming, and to have the perfect business partner who has my greatest and highest good, and I them. In this exchange. Your turn, Jethro.
I agree very much, and I'm feeling like there's also another situation that's happened here with you, Cindy, that we need to look a little bit with the work with why your guys are talking about this other energy. You are a good person, and you love animals, and they're telling me that we need to look at what else is going on. You've got some kind of guilt here or something that you're helping that you didn't tell us about or something. There's something more
yeah.
of this that you're kind of keeping in.
Okay. I also, my ex has just recontacted me. And he's having problems with his youngest son, health-wise, mental health-wise.
Mm.
But he, my ex is very bipolar himself, and someone's just diagnosed with it and institutionalized and then is out but won't take his medication, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, he's nice one day. You know, he'll call me up, and then I'm trying to keep that distance, but I think he's being spiteful because I'm trying to keep that distance. And someone attempted, he kind of set up the scenario, and he was at my son's house, who is dog sitting my very expensive Rottweiler.
Aww.
Because I can't have her on this farm. And someone tried to break in, and he had just made a phone call and checked with my son and brother to make sure how long they were going to be gone from their house because he had stopped by there. We got home, the whole front door frame was pulled off, the door and all, because the deadbolt was locked. And then the back door, we checked it, and they had tried to kick the back door in. So were they involved, or was that totally unrelated, the attempted break-in?
I feel some underhanded energy.
Yeah, that's what I agree with, Melissa. There's something else going on there that's putting some other things together, and it hasn't all come out. And the guides are telling me that this is also where you're getting the other situations. You have someone who, in some other situation, that's causing this to you that is an enemy. You've got someone who's playing off this to keep you stressed out.
Is it my ex trying to keep me stressed out? Because he was mad because he wanted to come to this farm and pick me up and take me to dinner. And I said, no. Absolutely not. And so he got mad, and then the next day, this other deal happened.
There's a saying that says, when God moves, expect backlash. And because you are so strong in your being triumphant by saying no, by keeping your distance, you're putting that into order, some of these things may happen. Just keep shielding yourself and protecting yourself in the light. Keep calling on your divine team, Archangel Michael. You know, you need a little extra help with that right now because you are empowering yourself, Cindy. And when that stronger light comes through, there's always some sort of residual, I hate to say it, but there's always some residual kind of icky, darky, icky stuff. Because keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep standing your ground. That's why this is happening. And this is happening during Saturn and Scorpio. This is happening during the sun. You know, this is this transformational stuff that we're bringing up from the dredges of our souls and bottoms of our feet and lower to do this work.
Mm-hmm. Now, is my ex, is he actually trying to steal my dog? I mean, she's a very expensive, well-bred dog, and he wanted her at one time.
Feels like
he has a male.
He's trying to get somebody to do it for him, possibly, that there's somebody else kind of in between there. What do you think, Jethro?
He usually puts his oldest son up to stuff with his buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're getting it. We're both getting it. And for us to be this strong in it, it's just not good. Definitely stay safe. We love you. You know, Cindy, get a hold of us more so
Thank
I don't
you.
Worry about you. I'm psychic, but I do have a time in the day I want to make sure in our friends. Definitely put in our site, psychicsgonewild.com. I want you to win one of our Christmas prizes. So
thank
we
you.
Love all of you, and thank you. We got a
phone
connection.
You know,
call
us. We're here for you. We offered different... Jethro, you offer different times for readings, right? I do 15, 30, 45, 90, 60 minutes. You too, do you as well?
Oh, yes. And that's one thing too, Cindy. I've had a couple of you guys say, okay, I'm having tight times. Contact us. Get a hold of us on the emails. If you look today, just for good example, we have me and Melissa's emails down there. So if you want to get a hold of Melissa at MaberManArts, that's MaBermanArts@gmail.com.
It's M.A. Berman. It's Melissa A. Berman. It's not Ma Berman. MaBermanArts@gmail.com.
I got her attention.
Ma,
look at Ma and Pa Berman. No, you look at her and you go, MaBermanArts@gmail.com. I knew I'd wake her up. She's going to hurt me with a Saturn run. Go to the and write in. I'm sure that, like Melissa said, we do 15, 20 minutes. You guys can get those wonderful emails or get with them. Go on psychicsgonewild.com and check. We've got the information there. I had a person contact me today and they asked me the most coolest question. They left a message on my phone because those of you know I'm real busy. I have a scheduler on my system. And they were like, well, what's going on? I went on your system. Get a hold of us like that because I do increments of half an hour to an hour for me. If you need a quick reading, one of us will do it. Melissa, like, well, there, I've sent people a lot of times to email readings to Melissa, Dina Flanagan's on here with me too. I love with you guys to do it. If you've got a question where you want over the phone, I'm sure Melissa will work with you and you can do it out.
Phone,
we all
email,
take
whatever
payment.
You need. 15 minutes up to an hour. So.
Definitely get a hold of us, you guys. And we got a teaser like, who? We like Mom. No, it's M.A. Berman.
M.A. Berman. I know I should put it dot M dot A, but, you know, that just rolls the way it rolls.
I know, and I'm sorry to tease you. 704, we got to tease you
does.
Now. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
Well, thank you. You guys are great.
You're great. Who's this?
My name is Taria.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Taria, T-E-R-I-A.
Hi, Taria. What a gorgeous name. Ooh.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I am actually calling because my boyfriend is overseas in a very dangerous country on assignment.
Ugh.
And we have a lot of great plans for the future, and we've been keeping in touch, but I haven't heard from him in a while, and I've been on pins and needles.
It feels undercover to me. It feels like he's on an undercover right now.
You're
he's not allowed to contact anybody right now. So you have a very interesting karmic contract with each other. And I want everybody to understand a karmic contract's not always bad. There are great karmic contracts. I mean, we just, who we want to reincarnate with and who we're going to meet up. There's some heavy stuff, but this isn't one of them. This is a very intriguing one where you've helped each other, through the mud and the muck and the mire, reaching out a hand to each other, helping cross the bridge. So you're going to have to feel this out. It feels like by Thanksgiving there might be a breakthrough, but it just feels like right now he's not allowed to contact or talk to anybody. No Facebook, not anything.
Okay.
So maybe light a candle and say some prayers. And,
yes,
just
every night.
Yeah, and bring in your guides and team and just ask to talk to his higher self and guides. And if they say we can't do that, just put it out there and let a higher being help you with it, your higher being, Jesus the Lord, Jesus the Master Teacher, however you perceive that, Archangel Michael, whomever speaks to you, get somebody to kind of intercept for you too. Just to let this person know, in a dream state that I'm with you, babe, and everything's okay.
Okay.
Undercover mission. Yeah. Hold the light.
Feeling the same energy here, and I do love that the guide said you're going to also be able to work with some assistance here, that the angels are setting in and counsel with you, meaning that not only are you spiritual, which is very good, but also some of your family and other people are putting out this energy, and I feel that it's all right. They keep telling me that this person, this loved one you have over there is also being helped and washed in other ways. This is why the guides are there with you. You seem to be doing some type of other assistance from your family on the other side that's watching and helping you.
Okay.
A lot of mediumship.
Ooh, that gives
there.
Me chills. Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very blessing there. Love you. We thank you for calling in. And I apologize if the phones are cutting out or doing anything on. It's called Blog Talk Has to Know That Mercury's Going Retro.
Mm-hmm.
It does do that sometimes. And what we've had is a couple of you guys calling in. We're getting to the last of the show. We welcome all you guys. Hang on. We may get to try to get to two more callers. We'll try to do this real quick. And we do this because we love you. Also, you guys got to love us back and contact us and have a reading. I had a friend ask me yesterday, I contacted you, Jethro. I got a hold of you. And where were you? I don't know. I got to tease you. I have a psychic's Jethro. I'm the only one that's got that. I'm the psychic's Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild. I'm the guy who answers my phone. I was here. Where were you? Sometimes people email me the cutest thing. I hope Mercury's messing with you. And if you called someone else's house, my phone number is the 928. I've had a couple of you call and change the number a little bit. That gentleman did call me and laugh, and he said that he wants my job. He is a plumber, and he works in Arizona. But he said if I ever want to get out of the business, he would gladly pick up my calls. You ladies are the most fun, and he loves when you call the wrong number and share information. So just so you know, just call and leave your name and phone number, because he really likes it. And I laugh because
he likes it.
Yeah, and so funny. To do that, he made me turn very red, and for my age that's not easy to do, but I did realize that he does have a point in this career. Ladies calling, they're like, my name is, and Jethro, I need blah 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 blah. If you don't hear my voice or the Jethro, you might be calling the plumber, so be careful there, just so you know. I thought that would be something we all need to share this week. 315, you're on live, and how would you like to talk to us for a little bit? 315.
Hello, Jethro, I called in before.
Oh, I love you, and I'm glad you did. I apologize I picked you back up, but the phones are going a little crazy here.
Talk loud into your phone more, love. We can't hear you, honey.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Annette from New York.
Hi, Annette.
Hey, honey.
How can we help you, love?
Love, I want to know where you think my relationship is going with Tom.
Well, it looks like it's got some good energy on it. It's going where you want it to go. This guy sometimes seems to disappear for a little while and comes back and gets kind of sullen.
Yeah, he's disappeared right now.
Huh?
Matter of fact, it's the new thing. He's never done what he's done, but recently he disappeared.
He's kind of sullen. He gets kind of moody. You can roll with it. There's some pink energy around it, but you're some, you can roll with it as long as you want to. Just give him the space that he's asking for. He doesn't really know, any other way to be than this. You decide how long you can deal with it. Mm-hmm. That's immediate right now. It can change in 2 weeks. This is what's happening for today.
Okay. So do you feel he has feelings for me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay. He has a really strange way of showing it, okay? He's military, so it's, you know, he's
Boom.
Very stern.
Yeah, and he may just have some PTSD, you know? We don't know what's going on, and it takes people a little time to open up. You know, again, we are going through such intense energies right now. Relationships are just, you know, they're like bouncing off the walls, buoying off the walls. So yeah, give it a little space. Give yourself some time with this, a couple months at least. See what's up.
You ready?
Jethro?
That I feel very much. I'm feeling that with the guys. They said it is, and it is a time. A lot of individuals I know in life that we've gotten to where we want to hear now. Give me the antidote. Let's do it. They're telling me that that is exactly that time, and the energy is very important. It's also important for your spiritual growth that as you're learning this, not just a little of the patience, you're also working out some energy here of timing, because I feel that you two are definitely not done, but I do feel that has to take a little more energy of it. They're telling me the angels to let you know that you also are working on some of your own strength and insight, that you have to be a little careful here. When you really love, you love so intensely, they want you to just, they said check it lightly. They make it sound like you're a, you know, a nice little roast on the stove. Check it lightly. Don't, you know, don't put pressure or you're going to make it too tough. Keep the relationship a little seasoned by doing a little patience there.
So, yeah, I don't have to.
Okay, we love you dearly, and we thank you for calling in. Definitely put in psychicsgunwall.com, and thank you for checking us out on Sunday. What do you think of our wild Melissa?
Woohoo! Yeah, Psychics Gone Wild. We are wild. Jethro,
cool.
You are so lovely and amazing, and everyone that calls in that's writing in, thank you so much. We are so honored to be together and to be able to be coming together, coming to you live on Sundays in November.
Yes, and I'm here in Tampa, and Melissa's in California. We just recently became very good friends, met at an American Federation conference. And those of you who are asking, what is it? It is the best of the American psychics. We are the mediums, light workers who were tested, verified to be certified, real, genuine articles. Me and Melissa are actually real. There is no Mattel to us. We will not be called plastic, and we know where we are. We love you guys. At 856, you get some kicks. You get 4 whole minutes with us. How are you, 856?
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
really?
How are you, love?
Pretty good yourself.
Great. So let's go right to it. How can we help? Oh, what's your name, baby girl?
Rose Maria.
Okay, Rose Maria, hit it, girl.
Same question. Like, he's like, right now, like, he answered me almost every day last week. Now he's like, ignoring. I don't know what the heck his problem is.
Oh, the guy? Your boyfriend?
Yeah. No, friend.
Does he have
a friend.
Kid?
No.
He doesn't have a kid with somebody else? I'm sorry. I'm just asking.
No.
Okay. Is there any child around him?
Two nephews. Nephews.
Okay, niece, nephew. Okay. So there's some. That seems to be a little focus that's going right now. That there are other people from in his immediate family situation that his attention's sort of going there. So keep the faith and talk about it with him. Communication for you is really crucial in this situation because sometimes nothing personal to men, they need a little extra help. They're not always as open as Jethro and can talk. You know, they need a little extra help. They need a little extra encouragement. He hasn't abandoned you or neglected you. He just doesn't have the social skills that, you know, you're used to sharing with people.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I left him a message. I'm like, I know everybody's got problems, but you need to talk to me. So
yeah.
Hopefully he calls me.
Yeah.
You
like,
scared me yesterday,
Rose
Maria. You also yesterday told me to get off the root beer. How did you know I snuck in root beer? I was sipping it in my office while I was doing the show with Patty, and all of a sudden you're like, get off the root beer, and I about like spit it through the thing. I'm like, well, you scared me, you little watcher. You quit looking through my phone when I'm sipping root beer.
Yep.
Whoa. The psychic Rose Maria.
Uh-huh. We love you. We will keep watching. They're going to push us out the door, Rosemaria. You know we love you, and we'll keep our prayers out for this relationship. You guys that are coming in, don't forget we're on at 3 p.m. I'm going to give you a little bit of a secret. If you go on psychicsgonewild.com, you'll always find our schedule. I know Blog Talk is crazy, but look for us at 3 p.m. Eastern Time pretty much. We have, starting out real quick, we have Gary Wimmer, Lithmacy Psychic with from Texas. We have Jan Bach-Drakey, Vegas Psychic, Intuitive, Totem Reader, just individual, all-around positive individual. Then we have Peg Jones, Angel Worker from the East Coast, bringing it on strong and hard. Then we turn around and we have Wednesdays with Amy Kavanoff, Jackson, Florida. Don't mess with Amy. Amy's a straight-on mermaid. Thursdays, if that isn't enough, Dina Flanagan comes in, healer psychic from Maine. There's nobody else can do it like Dina. Then you turn around and go to Fridays, Patty Negri in Hollywood. She is the wildest. Saturday, Psychic Jethro, special guest. You never know who he can get to talk on this wild show. Sundays, Melissa Berman, the wonderful, phenomenal lady you got to hear today. Melissa, we love you so dearly. Please tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold of you to get a full, in-depth, intense, lovingly reading by Melissa Berman.
Love all you guys, too, and Jethro. mabermanarts@gmail.com. I do not use their email for anything other than communication, and then we can take it from there. If you go on AmericanFederationAMCPM.org, you can get more information about my background, as well as I'll be posted on Psychics Gone Wild.
And I love all of you guys. If you do contact one of our numbers, please be respectful. I had two of our new psychics let me know that you guys are calling their number, going, here, give it to me free. We give it to you free over the radio. If we did it all free, then we'd have to quit and we wouldn't do it anymore. Call the person, set it up the time, call their phone, say, my name is so-so and I would like to schedule a reading. We love you. We love you back. Let's keep this good karma. We are going to rock you in November. Talk to you tomorrow.